All right, this is WW5, 12, 18, you know, make sure I'm recording. Okay, good. WW5, 12, 18, 0600, UTC, 3, 2. Ukraine claimed credit for Tuesday's assassination of a senior Russian general on a street in Moscow. Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov, the chief of the military's nuclear, biological, and chemical protection forces, was killed when a bomb hidden in a scooter outside his apartment building was remotely detonated. His assistant was also killed in the blast. Kirillov's death came a day after Ukraine Security Service, or SBU, opened a criminal investigation against him, accusing him of directing the use of banned chemical weapons during Russia's nearly three-year invasion of Ukraine. An SBU official, speaking on the condition of anonymity, confirmed the agency was behind the attack. The official described Kirillov as, quote, a war criminal and an entirely legitimate target. A senior U.S. military official says a couple hundred North Korean troops fighting alongside Russian forces against Ukraine have been killed or wounded in battle in the Kursk border region. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more. The UN envoy for Syria warned Tuesday that the country must rapidly move toward an inclusive political transition. Speaking to the UN Security Council from Damascus, Geir Pedersen said such a transition will be key in ensuring the country gets the economic support it needs from the international community. Just 11 days after a rebel offensive led to the collapse of the regime of Bashar al-Assad, Pedersen said stability in many parts of the country is fragile and there are still active front lines in the northeast. He also warned Israel not to be a spoiler in the Syrian process. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Defense Minister Israel Katz boldly entered Syrian territory for the first time Tuesday. Katz said Israel will maintain a presence in what... Again... Katz said Israel will maintain a presence in what he called a buffer zone in Syria for as long as is required. Israel controls the Golan Heights, which it captured from Syria during the 1967 Six-Day War. Congressional leaders have unveiled legislation that will keep the federal government... U.S. congressional leaders have unveiled legislation that will keep the federal government funded through March. House Speaker Mike Johnson said the measure will provide more than $100 billion in emergency aid to help states and local communities recover from hurricanes Helene and Milton. It also contains an additional $10 million in economic assistance for farmers struggling with low commodity prices. The stopgap measure will prevent a... The stopgap measure will prevent a partial government shutdown set to begin after midnight Friday. The stopgap measure will prevent a partial government shutdown set to begin after midnight Friday. Two U.S. astronauts who have been stuck on the International Space Station since June will be spending even more time in space. AP correspondent Ed Donahue explains. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green, VOA News. Syria conflict lead sentence. The UN envoy for Syria warned Tuesday that the country must rapidly move toward an inclusive political transition. The UN envoy for Syria warned Tuesday that the country must rapidly move toward The UN envoy for Syria warned Tuesday that the country must rapidly move toward an inclusive political transition.